Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this Larry?
This is.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Tina.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just following up. I don't know if you were frustrated on Friday because of all of the emails, and if you wanted to cancel, or if that was just a, like you say.
No, I was frustrated, and I don't want to cancel. I just, I think I was getting overwhelmed with the whole process of this. I wasn't sure. I just seen a bunch of emails, and I'm just so busy.
And
I'm trying to control it. My office has been a little bit of an array right now due to lack of staff. And we have just quite a bit, too many projects going for me. And, you know, I'm losing it on this.
I see. No, I figured because it looked like everything on your account was going smoothly. And then there was that note from Friday. And so I just wanted to touch base with you. And it's good feedback for us, too, because, you know, some people say, oh, if I'm not getting, you know, communication for every little thing, then I'm mad because I'm paying you. And then other people say, I'm getting too much communication and I'm too busy.
Yeah.
So so I apologize. Sometimes it's hard to please everyone. You know.
No, exactly. I'm an easy guy to get along with. I'm probably what I was actually looking for is a website so that in case someone wanted my number.
Okay.
You know, they could reach out and get me. I don't need any more business actually at the time because I'm just overwhelmed with it. But, you know, that's what I was after. Maybe it was my mistake, I'm sure.
Yes.
Are you there? Yeah.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear something?
I live in a place where the phone is really hard to communicate on.
Okay.
That's another thing. It's terrible. I don't like the reception here, but I've been looking through it. But anyway, it's nothing that you had done, you guys had done, and I apologize if I came off wrong.
No, I figured that it just, you know, was a miscommunication or something. But like I say, you know, since I'm in the quality assurance department, it's always nice to hear that feedback because, you know, if we could try to, you know, scale back a little bit on some of the communication, because I understand for someone like you that's busy, that probably is very frustrating, you know, to get, you know, too much correspondence. And I apologize if it came off like that.
Well,
you know.
No, you guys didn't. I'm on my own on this business right now.
Okay.
And as you know, I'm fully legal with all the insurances and employees and all the comp and all the stuff. And it just is overwhelming. It's just too much for one guy. It's a big monster, you know.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I just signed on to another $1 million project on Friday, and then Saturday I get another one given to me if I want. Like, come on, you know.
Wow.
I mean,
oh,
you know,
my gosh.
And I'm
that's cool. Yeah, no, you have
on a $1 million project right now up in Yountville. I'm painting half of Yountville, so.
Yeah, it's so like, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah, I'm just one guy, and here I was reaching out to get somewhere so that someone could pull up Swanson Painting if they need a phone number.
Yep.
And that's what I was trying to reach for. And then I did pull up a Google thing on my own, and it shows my address and stuff. And it's like, come on, I don't want my address on there. And I don't think you guys did that. I just don't know how it got there, you know.
Okay. So I did want to let you know there is a note on your account from the Google verification department that there's a video verification available. And what that means is that I can schedule it for you now, maybe for, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. And Google will call you on a video chat just through your phone. You would just answer it. And then what they do is they just verify that Swanson's Painting is a valid business in the area. And then once that's done, we can go in and hide the address for you. So
okay.
I think
I'll verify
that,
yeah.
Okay, so what time are you thinking would work good tomorrow? You want to say maybe around 10 o'clock? This time?
How about this time, yeah.
Okay, so I'll schedule out an hour between 9 and 10 o'clock tomorrow, and that's just so that if they call you at 9:15 or so, don't panic. They'll call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Oh, wait. Is it an hour long?
No, I'm booking an hour out. It's probably only going to take probably less than 5 minutes, to be honest.
Oh, okay, great.
But
that's good.
You know how some people are, if you say, like, oh, they'll call you at 9 and they don't get a call at 9 o'clock, then they get mad. So I always to say, I'll schedule it at 9, but give them, you know, give or take an hour.
Sure.
They'll call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
perfect.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
oh,
you
you're welcome,
everything.
Larry. That's a big piece of the puzzle. And then after that, you won't have to worry about hearing from us for a while, because that's going to be the next major step to take care of. So we'll get
done
tomorrow at this time. And then down the road, if you need anything else, my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777, so you could always call me directly, okay?
That's easy. You got it. Yeah. Thank you. Like I said, that's what I was after, is just trying to get have my phone number available, you know, for people that are looking for me. I really am not trying to advertise a whole bunch. I don't advertise at all, and I've been busy all my life, you know, but it's nice for people to get my number.
Yeah, it's just convenient in this day and age. Everybody, you know, when they need something, they'll look it up. Even people that are past clients of yours that used you in the past, if they didn't save your number, they're going to try to look you up online, you know? So it's good to be out there, you know?
Yeah, a lady just told me, Larry, I've been trying to get a hold of you for 2 years to do my house, and my granddaughter came over and found your number. Fine.
Wow. Good for you. That speaks volumes for the type of service that you have. So that's amazing. Good for you, Larry.
I'm glad to hear that. But I told her it's going to be another year before I can get to it.
Hey, she waited 2 already, so I'm sure she can wait another year.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank
you
so
much. Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you, and then that verification department will be calling you tomorrow around the same time, okay?
Great. Sounds good.
All right. Take
care
now. Okay, bye-bye.